This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. Come with me for a moment to a bar in East Nashville, a hangout for local musicians. Come for $2 Tuesday at the Five Spot.
I hope everybody's getting their $2 worth tonight. This is obviously a $5 show, man. Come on.
And very possibly the best deal in town. There's a $2 cover, $2 beer, and 5 musical guests, a lineup put together by local singer and songwriter Derek Hoke.
I call it like a speed showcase. Everybody plays 5 songs, and I tell them to play like the best of, you know, get up there, kill, and get off. There's somebody coming up right after you, and we have to, you know, plow through this thing. But.
And if it's not working, you don't get to keep trying.
Right.
There might be 200 people at the Five Spot on any given Tuesday. And here's the thing. They come to hear Derek Hoke play as much as anyone else.
Nobody talks around here. They just listen. Hoping to hear about this thing called love. And every heart.
Derek Hoke is 37, a mild-mannered guy in a cowboy hat and retro vintage eyeglasses. He grew up in South Carolina and moved to Nashville 12 years ago. Worked for a while as Ricky Skaggs' merch boy, but he wasn't just selling t-shirts and CDs at those bluegrass concerts. He was watching and listening, learning how to be a better performer.
But tonight, I'll just shoot out all the lights on a lone.
Derek Hoke has just released a new album called Waiting All Night, and it showcases the crowd-pleasing style he's come to call Quiet Billy.
The instrumentation of it was a rockabilly band. It's upright bass and, you know, rock and snare drum, but we had it all kind of toned down to where I'm kind of crooning on top of it, if you will, instead of doing total J.D. McPherson or whatever, and it was quiet rockabilly, so Quiet Billy.
It's funny that you mentioned J.D. McPherson because I've interviewed him for this show, and like you, he told me that he, you know, ended up in this sort of country rockabilly sphere, but started in really loud music. He started with a love of punk and rock and roll, just like you.
Right. I still have a huge affinity for bands like Fugazi and things like that, but I also have a huge affinity for old country music and some new country music as well, and just the correlation between the two is they're still very simple forms of music. Punk's 3 chords, Hank Williams is 3 chords. It's just a different way of expressing yourself, either through a Marshall amp or through a mandolin.
So there you go, Quiet Billy. You end up with Quiet Billy.
Yeah.
You have to say it quietly.
That sounds creepy, though.
I just want to hear it again.
Quiet Billy.
You have a song called So Quiet, speaking of Quiet Billy.
I used to hear you come home through the window, and I could tell that you'd been out on the town. Yeah, we'd fuss and we'd fight and wake the neighbors, but it's so quiet around here now.
My father used to date a, I think he was married to her for a while, a very crazy person.
Wait a minute. You're not sure if he was married to her?
At the time, I don't know. I don't know if they were engaged or married. He was in Quimby or Florence, South Carolina, and I was in Nashville, and I just kind of hear about it. I guess she, like, lit a roll of toilet paper and threw them at him and almost burned the house down, and they soon broke up after that. But that song's basically about that situation and how this tornado of a person has now left your life and how it's so quiet around here now.
I remember the night you ran me over, but it's so quiet around here now.
The song does escalate to the point where there's a line that I had to go back and listen to again. I remember the night you ran me over.
Right. Uh-huh. May or may not be an embellishment, but pretty close, though.
Why'd I ever let you in?
Unfortunately, my father passed away before this record came out, but some friends and family know exactly who this person is, and it was a way to get some kind of comic relief out of some craziness.
What do you think your dad would think of this song?
I think he would laugh his butt off, and shake his head like, I can't believe I ever got in that situation to begin with.
He'd appreciate it.
I think so.
Quiet around here, quiet around here now. I hope we make it on love.
I hope we make it on love.
Because the money's all gone.
Because the money's all gone.
Yeah, we spent every penny. Yeah, we spent every dime.
Tell me about the song Hope We Make It on Love, which has this great perky up-tempo thing going on, but it's all about a couple that's, they've lost everything. They've got no money left.
I think I wrote it like a year and a half ago. What definitely... Sign of the Times kind of a song, just recession. And I was watching Dateline NBC, and there's an old couple like Palm Springs or something. They're selling their jewelry at the local pawn shop to buy food, but they were so in love with each other and happy that that was just kind of a part of their life now. You know, they'd owned the yachts and had the Mercedes and everything, but they remembered the simple things in life. And that this is all just stuff, and love is all you need.
Yeah, I miss the jingling, the jingling that we used to. I miss the jingling, the jingling. Well, honey, don't you miss it too? We could do what we wanted, and the price was never wrong. I hope we make it on love. Because the money's all gone.
When you're writing a song, Derek, do you have a favorite place to be, someplace that's really inspirational for you?
I'm usually in the car, either listening to you or with the radio completely turned off, and I'll kind of see if anything comes, and I do a lot of just kind of singing out loud in the car.
What do you think it is about being in a car?
I don't know, because I'm not really... trying to write a song. If I sat on the couch with a guitar and a pen and paper, I'm obviously trying to write a song. But if I'm driving a car, I'm kind of multitasking and not really thinking about it. And so I think it comes from a more genuine place.
Maybe something about being in motion?
That might have something to do with it, moving forward, I guess. I've never tried writing a song in reverse. Maybe I'll do that next time.
Are you walking in a circle or walking the line? Running to another because you won't be mine. You know, well, I've been waiting all night. I've been waiting all night. If you won't come home, I'm going to find someone to treat me right.
Derek Hoke, it's been fun to talk to you. Thank you.
You too. Thank you, Melissa.
Derek Hoke's new CD is titled Waiting All Night. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.